Hey, this is Rocker, and I'm back on the patio at Salvatore's Tomato Pies on East Wash. I'm having a brand new cocktail you just have to try. It's called Divide and Concord. It features Rocker Vodka, along with Concord Grape, Thyme, St. Elizabeth's Dram, and a touch of Lemon Lime. Ask for it by name, Divide and Concord, at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Find Rocker Vodka and Rocker Rye Whiskey at Vic Pierce on Sherman Avenue. Please drink responsibly.
Greetings, everyone. This is Nate Tim inviting you to my show, Lay of the Land, about life and politics in rural Wisconsin. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Join me this week for my special guest, Bill Hogseth. See you then.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is out on vacation, but I got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joining me. We are discussing 2022 elections here in Wisconsin. And Dan, I just took a look at my phone during that commercial break, and the strangest thing popped up on my phone while we were on commercial. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers right now is addressing the media, and it has his foot barefoot up on the podium, and he's showing his toe to the media on Zoom. And this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I just had to share it apparently he wants to prove that it's not discolored, I guess. I don't know, but it's kind of just took over my thought process because I opened my phone real quick while we were on break, and that is what is all over Twitter right now, is Aaron Rodgers.
Is he up there with his personal doctor, Dr. Joe Rogan, with him explaining his injuries too? Or
I don't know if that's who he consulted with these toe problems, but apparently it hurts a lot, but it's not discolored, and he insists it's not COVID toe, but it's also not turf toe. So I don't know what other number of injuries there are for your toes related that you could get. I mean, unless one of the players stepped on it during one of the games, I'm not quite sure, but it really just captured my attention when I accidentally stumbled across that real quick during the commercial break. So apparently Aaron Rodgers briefing the media by showing his bare feet. But that can be, I guess, a whole nother subject for a different day. We are talking 2022 elections here. And one of the other things outside of the Milwaukee mayoral race that will be occurring in 2022 next spring, but one of the fall ballot elections as well, where we've got some primaries shaping up, is the race for lieutenant governor, which I almost completely forgot about, Dan. So I appreciate you reminding me about that as well. So what is your review of the 2022 lieutenant governor races look like?
Yeah, I think, with Mandela Barnes going to run for Senate, you have a pretty interesting Democratic primary shaping up. Harder to say what things are going to mean on the Republican side. I think a lot of that depends on who's going to be at the top of the ticket. But I think on the Democratic side, we've had three candidates announced over the last couple months, and all of whom are in the Milwaukee area. So I think that signals that, you know, with Barnes, a Milwaukee native, leaving the ticket, I think, you know, it's going to be important for Evers and for Democrats to kind of shore up some support in Milwaukee. So State Senator Lena Taylor is one of the candidates running, State Representative David Bowen, and State Representative Sarah Rodriguez. And Sarah Rodriguez, kind of, you mentioned earlier how the women who had flipped assembly seats in these gerrymandered maps, she is one of those.
Yeah,
so she flipped
the fourth assembly seat.
Yeah. So she won. She beat a four-term incumbent last fall. She's a former healthcare executive, used to work for the CDC, which, you know, could be the type of knowledge that could come in handy right about now.
Yeah, we've had Sarah on the show. The day she announced, actually, she came on and joined me to share the fact that she was launching her campaign for lieutenant governor. So I'm excited to see how that race shapes up, because it almost seemed like there was some hesitancy. It seemed like once Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes announced his U.S. senatorial candidacy, that it was, everybody was hesitant to jump in this race. And it seemed to me, I was interested in the fact that it took some of these candidates so long, but I think we're seeing a primary here shape up too that is going to be really interesting. And so what do you think? Do you think anybody else from outside of the Milwaukee area is going to jump into this race as well, or is this primarily going to come down to replacing Mandela Barnes, a Milwaukee native, on that kind of sidecar seat to go along with Governor Tony Evers when he is going for re-election?
Yeah, I think some of the decision making may be determined by, you know, some of the redistricting decisions that are coming up about if any other candidates from around the state might run. But it also might just be these three candidates. And I think even with just these three, you've got a pretty interesting group. You know, David Bowen is in the represents a district in Milwaukee that is very liberal, one of the most liberal in the state. I think it was a district that was plus 81 for Joe Biden last year. So, you know, he could be the type of candidate that, you know, similar to Barnes is a, you know, a more of a progressive candidate from Milwaukee who could connect with, potentially connect with a younger, more diverse base. And then you got somebody like Sarah Rodriguez who, you know, she's going to, you know, she's from Brookfield. And I think her place in this race is indicative of the fact that the Milwaukee suburbs are going to be a real battleground for the statewide races. And I think having somebody from there could be a real factor, too, because you have places like Eastern Waukesha County, Southern Ozaukee County that are going to be up for grabs and started really shifting towards the Democrats, particularly in the 2020 election.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the most interesting dynamics of the 2022 election as well for statewide. All of these races that we've talked about, how those kind of the exurb suburb area of Milwaukee and some of the portions of the WOW counties that predominantly were known as some pretty conservative areas, and as they are trending bluer, how voters in those areas are going to decide this election outcome. I think how much Dane County and Milwaukee County get out the vote for the Democratic side, but then where we see the crossover votes in that area of the state is going to be pretty much the indication of what's going to happen in Wisconsin on election night in 2022. So Dan, we got only a couple more minutes here before the end of the show. How can listeners go and find more of your work like this preview for the 2022 elections?
Yeah, so you can find me at the Recombobulation Area. I publish on Substack, and you can also find me at Dan R. Schaefer on Twitter. I promote my work pretty regularly there. You know, as this next year ramps up, I'm going to be covering these elections closely. And, you know, we didn't get to it, but the Milwaukee mayoral election is going to be another one that's going to be pretty interesting. First competitive race, probably, since 2004. So.
Yeah, for sure, since 2004, and I think almost before that, too, because if I recall correctly, Barrett, it wasn't that competitive a race that led to Barrett the first time, I thought. But I could be wrong on that. In 2004, I was a very young lad. So it's funny because every year I'm a relatively younger guy, Dan, but, and some of the guys here at the station like to tease me for how young I am, but every election of my that I've ever voted in has been the most important election of my life. Apparently that's what everybody tells me. It just seems like every single election, the stakes kind of get raised higher and higher. So it was really great having you on, to join me today discussing the 2022 elections, here in Wisconsin. I'm really looking forward to all the work that you keep putting out. I thought your preview was excellent. I really appreciate you taking the time before the holiday to come on and join me and share your work to the Devil Radio 92.7 FM listeners. So thanks so much, and we'll keep in touch and hopefully have you back on soon here, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is finishing up his week of vacation, much earned. Dueling Tangents will be off tomorrow and Friday, but we'll be back on Monday with Brian. So thanks so much for Dan joining us today. And we got the Devil's Advocates coming up next, and we got the Earl Ingram Jr. Show and Native Roots Radio as well after that. So stay tuned right here.